from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Organizers prefer when over if for federal and provincial approval for the temporary safe consumption site for people addicted to drugs to become permanent at its Cedar Street location. As part of that, operation of the site will move to the Canadian Mental Health Association from the District Hospital. CMHA Executive Director for the area, Paul Jalbert, says the goal is a seamless transition.
It's a service that we know is important in our community. It saved lives. It supported the connection of individuals who use substances to addiction services. It supported the connection to inpatient residential services, to acute care. So we don't want to see a gap.
The temporary site has been operating since July. For details on participating in an online community forum session a week from this coming Wednesday, go to our website for a link. In a first-ever report on discrimination, Hockey Canada says there were more than 900 documented or alleged incidents of it on ice during the 2021-22 season. The incidents include verbal taunts, insults, and intimidation across all levels and age groups. The organization says there were 512 penalties for discrimination, and 415 allegations were later investigated. The report is part of Hockey Canada's action plan to address toxic behavior in the sport. Ontario will be home to Canada's first ever grid-scale small modular reactor. Premier Doug Ford made the announcement today at Ontario Power Generation's Darlington nuclear site. The project was kicked off in March of this year by Niagara-based ES Fox, with the reactor to be built by 2028. A spokesperson says specifics will be announced in the coming days about Ontario expanding the Emergency Department peer-to-peer program to 21 additional rural and remote hospitals. Health Minister Sylvia Jones says the expansion is part of what's called the Plan to Stay Open, which supports emergency care throughout the province and eases pressure on hospitals. It was initially launched in 6 northern emergency departments. The province says it ensures ER doctors have access to 24/7 virtual support and to share best practices with an experienced peer emergency physician. In Country 93.1 Sports, NOJHL Friday night action has the Timmins Rock at the Coffee Shop in Cochrane facing off with the Crunch. Game time 7 o'clock. Then it's back on the road tomorrow for a match against the French River Rapids. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.